This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You know, oftentimes, I'll talk about George Washington's farewell address, and I always say religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, because that was taught to young people in this country before they would graduate high schools, public high schools in this country. And in many cases across the country, you'd have to actually graduate Bible courses before you could graduate public schools. But you've been brainwashed to believe the opposite, when again, the opposite is true. But interestingly enough, going back to George Washington's farewell address, number one was one of the most significant things taught in American schools, so much so that it was its own separate textbooks. Now, how many of you actually have heard of George Washington's farewell address? If you're 50 or 60 years and older, you probably know, because you've had to take the time to read it and actually pass the test before you could graduate. Number two, in his address, he told, that being George Washington, he told America what brought us our success and warned us what must be done to continue in it. And that was to not depart from the living God wickedly, as David rightly said in Psalm 119. Number three, it has now almost completely disappeared in public schools today. It recently has shown up in college textbooks, minus the four warnings Washington gave that has to directly with divine providence. Of course. Don't you see, young people, what's happening here, what's under attack? Your daddy, one nation under God. God has shed his grace upon you through his son, Jesus Christ. What is under attack by the last four and five criminal administrations, friends? Your Christian heritage. Why? Because they want to upend your sovereignty. That's why. Going to number four, George Washington's farewell address. He explained, this being George Washington, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars. What great pillars? Well, your history, namely, the Bible and the Constitution. Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors actually told the truth when they searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? Here, let me give it to you. They assembled 15,000 writings from the era of the founders. They researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Even the regular listener, you've never heard this before, so listen carefully. Number one, 8.3% of all quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu were directly from the Bible. 7.9% of all quotes from Sir William Blackstone, I have his law books right behind me, were directly from the Bible. 2.9% of all quotes were directly from the Bible, which came from John Locke. 34% of all quotes came directly from the Bible, and when researching Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke, where they got their ideas, they found that theirs came directly from the Bible. So I want young people to understand that God didn't just come on the scene back in the 30s. Now, do your homework. Do your research. As a matter of fact, young people, do your homework considering what dictionary you might be using as well concerning definitions of words. Because you go back 50 years and before, you'll see that the words have been revised. Go back to a Webster's 1828. Noah Webster, the one that wrote the dictionary, Webster's Dictionary. He taught millions to read and not one to sin, not one to violate God's moral law. You'll notice a strong contrast between the definitions. You're being lied to, young people. This is interesting stuff. You know what, folks? What I'm going to do is I'm going to jump on the other side. And what I want to do is I want to go to the colleges. And I want to give you their slogans. And what were the slogans like, for example, in Harvard, Yale, Princeton? And then go into the colleges again, friends, and just for those that have listened for years, just follow with me. Let's see what the Holy Ghost does here. But I want to lay a foundation to the new listener that hasn't heard this before because it's important stuff. It's real important stuff. And I think a lot of you new listeners and you young people listening right now, I believe that your jaw is probably going to be hanging on the ground. Because most people don't know the information that I'm going to give you. Here, I'll just give you one. I'll put a little salt on your tongue, okay? Harvard was started by congregationalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Did you know that Harvard's motto is for Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ? And for those that may be at Harvard even now and you said that's not true. No. Go to the west end of the building and look at the inscriptions on the wall, and go back and do a little history concerning your college, and you'll also find that it was Alina Kagan, who now sits on the Supreme Court, who never judged a case a day in her life, was appointed to go to Harvard to queerify Harvard. So if you don't see it there, folks, you just got to pull the paint back or pull the curtain back because you'll find it. But you'll understand why the revisionists and the radicals got in there, because they want to brainwash the up-and-coming generations. But I'm going to go through some of these colleges, and I'm going to give you a little history on your slogans in colleges. In what were the colleges established for in this country? Even going back to McDuffie, what was in the McDuffie readers? And why was it so strongly oriented? It was rooted in the Bible. Even the ABCs, all the way from A to Z, was all scripture reference, friends. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And on the other side of this break, we're going to get over to the colleges. And before that, I'm going to give you a little information. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, double E. Jump over to our Facebook accounts, BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean, Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the first-time listeners, Sons, S-O-N-S. I'm not mocking, but some people get it messed up with S-U-N-S. No, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. And again, Bradley Dean. Phone lines are going to be open for the next hour. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you are at a college, friends, get your professor to call in and confront the facts that I'm about ready to give to you. If he dares, okay? 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back after this break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, did you know that the Supreme Court told a school back in 1844, when a school in Philadelphia announced that it would teach children only morals and that Christianity was not needed, it was brought before the United States Supreme Court for taking such a course of actions? Opposite, again, of what you see today, of course. The Supreme Court told the school, why may not the Bible, and especially the New Testament, be read and taught as a divine revelation in the school? Its general principles expounded and its glorious principles of morality inculcated. Where can the purest principles of morality be learned so clearly or so perfectly as from the New Testament? Wow. Okay, so wait a second. So what we're seeing today, let me go back to 1811 again and contrast it with what you're seeing today. Peoples versus Rugals. In 1811, this was a case where a man had openly attacked Christianity by printing out articles and dispersing them among the people. Did you know that that individual was jailed for 3 months and he was fined $500? The court said, whatever strikes at the root of Christianity tends manifestly to the dissolution of civil government. It sounds like one of our signers of the Declaration of Independence, Mr. Carroll. They're undermining your foundations, friends. That's what's going on in your country today. Matter of fact, if we want to, let's go jump over to the colleges really quick, because I find this stuff just fascinating. It's great stuff. It shuts the mouth of those that say, well, you know, this isn't who we are. I just got to tell you, you know, we were established by a bunch of deists, as if to say God, he created his beings and just dropped them off somewhere and said, you know what, go ahead and take care of what you're going to take care of. I'm out of here. Would any natural parent do that today? Absolutely not. How much more our creator? Going to Harvard. Let's go to Harvard for a moment, shall we? It produced signers of the Declaration of Independence such as John Adams, John Hancock, Samuel Adams, William Ellery, William Hooper, Robert Trent Payne, William Williams, Elbridge Gevery. Signers of the Constitution out of Harvard were William Samuel Johnson, Rufus King. And by the way, I'm having fun when I'm saying Harvard, okay? It's the East Coast version, you know? Other prominent leaders that came out of Harvard were Fisher Ames, a framer of the Bill of Rights, William Cushing, original U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Timothy Pickering, Revolutionary War General, Secretary of War for President Washington and Adams. And having trained a number of our founding forefathers, listen carefully, what was its educational philosophy? Well, the answer to that question is set forth in Harvard's two mottos. You sitting down? The mottos were for Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ. Harvard's directives to students were and are, let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus, which is eternal, John 17:3, and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom as the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. Of course. Of course. The directives continue, everyone shall so exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein. Whoa, dude. This is like really heavy. It's like, dude, you're like turning the lights on right now. I knew something was wrong. Well, guess what, dude? You were right. What about Yale? Also started by Congregationalists for training, guess what, friends? Ministers of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Now what do we have? We have a bunch of professors that want to show the kids that they themselves are God. They want to eradicate any remembrance of the name God or Jesus or the Holy Ghost. How's that working out for you, America? Remember the slogan or motto for the atheists is, hey, listen, if there's no God, then everything is permissible. And what are they teaching you today, kiddies? Just that. Let me say it this way. In a good majority of the cases that I've seen firsthand concerning professors in colleges today, they are losers. They're burnt hippies from the 60s that are still burnt from PCP. And they're giving you their version of free love. Really? And again, friends, I ask you the question, how's that working out for you? Let's go over to Yale really quick. Also, again, started by Congregationalists, declaration signers from Yale, Lyman Livingston, Lewis Morris, Oliver Wolcott, signers of the Constitution from Yale, Abraham Baldwin, Jared Ingersoll, William Livingston. Other prominent leaders from Yale, Noah Webster, famous educator, author of Webster's Dictionary, Zephaniah Swift, author of the American Law Book, James Kent, leading judge, father of American prudence. Yale admonishes students with this. Again, are you sitting down? Above all, have an eye to the great end of all your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and lead you to a saving knowledge of His Son, of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Yale's requirements. Is this what they're teaching kids and students today in colleges? Nope. They're teaching them now, either accept what we say or else. Yale's requirement, all scholars are to live a religious and blameless life according to the rules of God's Word, diligently reading the Holy Scriptures, and constantly attending all the duties of the Christian religion. Hey, folks, when I take my kids to Arlington Cemetery and I go up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, I don't have to beat them over the top of the head as to what they should do. They get it really quick when they get up there, because they see the reverence around the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. They understand that there's many men in this country that fought, bled, and died to give us something called freedom through the loss of their own lives, John 15:13. And when you begin to understand the signers of the Declaration of Independence, they laid their lives out on the line by signing that document as they were throwing off a tyrant 3,000 miles away named King George, who would not be ruled by God. People need to understand that when John Hancock signed the Declaration of Independence, he wrote his name so big that the tyrant King George himself wouldn't have to put his spectacles on to see his name. You want to talk about courage and bravery? These were righteous men and women of God that established what we have today, 236 years later. These are the men and women that fought, bled, and died through the Revolutionary War to give us what we have today. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. And I want to say this as a word of encouragement. If God did it for them, He'll do it for their posterity, which is us. But is it not a sad day in America that when you go into colleges today, friends, for the most part, you see that they're stupider than the kids in public high schools? And you want to talk about a froward, self-righteous generation? Look what's being raised up in our colleges. You want to talk about an entitlement attitude that these young people think somebody owes them something? And I'm not blaming them for that. But I am telling them to do their own due diligence to realize that someone laid it down for them to have what they have today. And nobody owes them anything. And once they begin to understand the price paid for their freedoms, guess what? They're going to go back and they're going to do their own due diligence because they see that someone gave the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that they have today. And if they don't, they ain't worth their weight in gold, friends. We need to ship them out of the United States of America. Just saying. What about Yale? Yale also started by Congregationalists for training ministers of, yes, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Declaration signers from Yale, Lyman Livingston, Lewis Morris, Oliver Wolcott. Signers of the Constitution from Yale, Abraham Baldwin, Jared Ingersoll, William Livingston. Other prominent leaders from Yale, Noah Webster, Zephaniah Swift, James Kent. I already highlighted that one. So let's jump over to none other than Princeton. What about Princeton? Started by Presbyterians to train ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Conservatives, are you listening to me? You know, I just seen an article from Michael Reagan, Ronald Reagan's son, who happens to be a friend of the Sons of Liberty here. And interestingly enough, Ronald Reagan had an 11th commandment, and he said, "Thou shalt not judge the Republicans." No, America, it's time for you to judge Republicans and Democrats. And conservatives, it's time to judge yourselves before a just and a holy God so we can get this right. And to you patriots out there, patriots defined, it means one who upholds dying laws, namely that of our constitutional republic, again, Article 4, Section 4. Nothing's going to change in this country until we begin to take responsibility for what we don't know, number one, and what we do know. Because regardless if you say, "Well, I didn't know that," well, you now have the information. God has shed His grace upon you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Half hour mark, friends, 1-866-582-9933. I was on to something right before the break. I was talking about Michael Reagan, who's a friend at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here. And he said of his dad, Ronald Reagan, he said that there's 11th commandment, thou shalt not judge Republicans. I want you to be clear as to what I'm saying here because I was taking it somewhere right before the break. If there was a room with Ronald Reagan in it, and there was another room with Jesus Christ in it, you can rest assured the room with Ronald Reagan would be filled up with admirers concerning Ronald Reagan. And that's a sad place to be, America. Incrementally and little by little did we, our forefathers, our grandpas, our grandmas, our leaders, our representatives, got us off the straight and narrow. And that's why we are where we're at today. It was Jesus that said, the blind lead the blind, they're all going to end up in the ditch. And that's exactly what has happened. The American people have sat down and less than 1.6% of the population, all conglomerated, by the way, I'm condensing the groups, okay, the atheists, the radical homosexuals, the Muslims, whatever the case is, that are trying to re-educate the American people. Sad to say, they're allowing them to re-educate their children as they're dropping them off at the school gate on a daily basis. And who's dropping them off? Well, we all know it's the Christians, the conservatives, and or the patriots. A lack thereof, might I add. And what's happened? Well, if you go to Deuteronomy 28 verse 63, the Lord said, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. King James Version, of course. And see, what's happening in our colleges today is we're allowing that small percentage to influence our kids. And you reap what you sow. And what's happening is we're beginning to reap what we've allowed these self-proclaimed professors teach your kids. And I said your kids because I'm a part of the answer here, not a part of the problem. And I've been talking over the last half hour concerning, you know, our college requirements, our college mottos, slogans, whatever you like to call them, who was a part of establishing those slogans and mottos. And what I'll do, friends, is I'll jump over to Princeton really quick, and I want you to listen to this one. Because Princeton was also started by Presbyterians to train ministers of, guess what, friends? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, to the new listener, I want you to understand something. The Christianity that you're seeing today is a lack thereof, 99.9% of what you see. You need to understand that. And I want others to also understand that I'm not being cynical. I'm doing what Scripture tells us to do. And that is to correct ourselves and judge ourselves that we're not judged with the world. We need to take responsibility is what we need to do here. And we have to get back to what our founders established so we can get our feet back upon that rock. So we can begin to dispossess the enemy rather than the other way around. But again, going back to Princeton, started by Presbyterians to train ministers of the gospel, it produced signers of the Declaration of Independence, Richard Stockton, Benjamin Rush, signers of the Constitution from Princeton, Gunning Bedford, cool name, Jonathan Dayton, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, William Patterson, other prominent leaders from Princeton, Oliver Ellsworth, Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Henry Lee, general in the American Revolution. Notice who these guys were. They weren't the ones that were saying, hey, you know what, we need to send your kids to some unconstitutional war. No, if our forefathers believed in war enough, guess what? They were the first ones to go. Not the first ones to send your kids to an unjust, unconstitutional, therefore illegal war. And by the way, America, just a side note, don't complain about what you tolerate. If you're allowing the president to create some unconstitutional war, first of all, you need to understand that it's not the president of the United States' job to police the world or to dominate other nations that are not a threat to we the people in America. It's Congress that allowed your kids to go in the first place. And who is Congress? Your representatives. You are the government, America. And again, keep this in mind. Whenever you complain about government, you're complaining about what you see in the mirror, because don't complain about what you're tolerating if you're not willing to deal with the issue and right the wrongs. Oh, I just don't like the tone of this guy, man. You know, what comes with his tone is conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. I just don't like, he's very judging, he's very condemning. No, I get to see firsthand, friends, as to the fallout every day of my life. And when I look at even your posterity, which I am responsible for the light given unto me, to take responsibility to defend them as well. I mean, that's called love, right? The fulfilling of the law. We used to have good Samaritan laws in this country where we used to look out for each other. And the bottom line is I'm sick and tired of what I'm seeing. And what I'm tired of more than anything is what's not being done. And I'll tell you what, you hear a lot of these older folks today complaining about what they tolerate. I get tired of it. So it's not being cynical. It's not being condemning. If you're condemned, it's because you're leaving something off. It's you're walking in darkness and you love darkness rather than the light. John 3:18, 19 and 20. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. The problem is if you're feeling the condemnation, is you're not dead to yourself and alive to God yet. That's your problem. Read Romans 6, 7, and 8. You know, it's the young people. I was on a television interview this morning. It's the young people that are paying attention to the message, folks. It's the young people that are going to pay the price for what the older generation has left off. In a younger generation, I want you to hear me carefully. I hear from these older folks, look at these kids. Look at these young people. I mean, what the blank, I can't wait until I'm out of here, they say. Well, they say, look at those kids, man, to H with all of them. They're worthless. You got to look at them and be honest about it and say, can I ask you something, sir? Who raised those kids up that you're complaining about? You did. Wisdom is justified by your children. In America, we need to come to terms with the fact that we're all in this together. We are. And if we lose, we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools known to mankind. We have more light than one could dream of. We have the means, more means than one. But let me put it this way. We still have the freedom to do the right things. What are we doing? Going back to Princeton, I laugh, friends, because when I look at these quotations from our forefathers and how the revisionists attempt to water them down, isn't it interesting that the revisionists and the atheists and the professors would all have you believe that, our forefathers were stupid? We're going to talk about that one tomorrow. They speak as if they know more than our founding forefathers who paid the price in so many different ways. Well, the professor stands there as a historian, not as one that actually has the testimonies. And he judges those that actually fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. Oh, they did this wrong, and they did that wrong, and they did this wrong. And hey, you know what? With all those wrongs, I'll tell you what, you sure are in a great place. Aren't you? And if we were to look at you and say that you're the standard for what we have today, no, how's that lines between church and state lie working out for you, America? How's that let's get God out of everything working out for you, America? How's allowing the professors to act as demigods to their students? How's that working out for you, America? If you think you're in trouble right now, give it 10 more years. You haven't seen nothing yet. And it was, Abraham Lincoln said that the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. Oh, my goodness. If you're complaining about Barack Hussein Obama today, you should be. There's no question about it. You should be. But just think what's behind him. Because it gets worse. It doesn't get better. John Witherspoon, the president of Princeton University, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said this: every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evening, and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. There shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for their religious instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them. He goes on, he is the best friend to American liberty, who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. Whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not to call him an enemy to his country. Hey, young people, here's a newsflash for you. Benjamin Franklin said that atheism was unheard of during the Revolutionary War. Of course. Because there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole, right? But these are the ones that are attempting to indoctrinate you into believing everything they say. Keep in mind, these are people that don't believe in anything. And as I said yesterday, right before the close of the show, Mr. Atheist, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens when you stand in front of one of them? All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, like it or not. And it's going to be a joyful day to watch some of you bowing your knees and confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. Because every knee will on that final day. Dr. Witherspoon taught that a friend to liberty and to America would promote religion and bear down on profanity and immorality. Well, let's go across the country. Was this just a couple isolated curriculums for these colleges? Well, again, hold on to your jaw, friends, because I'm going to highlight some more things on a nationwide basis concerning the colleges and what was required and who were the college presidents across the United States of America. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Sherry from Missouri calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend? Hello.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
You know, what is your quote about it's a bad place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head?
Yep.
And, you know, think... goodness, the Lord is long-suffering, because by the time we shake off the public schooling education that we've received and we come to the knowledge of the truth,
yeah.
The sad thing is your children are already darn near raised and the grandchildren are on the way. And by then, they quit listening to you, your children, I mean.
I think you've called in before, right, Sherry?
I have.
Yeah. So what do you suppose we should do? Should we just throw our hands up in the air and say to blank with all of it?
No. But it is very frustrating that when
it
you
is
come
frustrating,
to the knowledge
I agree.
Of the truth. But my question is, how do you speak to your adult children in this regard?
I
allowed them going through the public school system.
Yeah. I remember hearing a preacher one time say that preach the gospel to the whole world, and if you have to, use words. I want my kids to see everything that I do in service to mankind by the power of Christ. That's how we lead the way. I want them to be a part of everything. I want them to read my lifestyle. I want them to know who I am in secret. I want them to know who I am in public, because there's no difference. That's the daddy they have here. And the best way to teach them is actually to be the example and lead the way. And that's exactly what we do across the country.
Right. So. Lead by example. But there are some times when... Well, in my circumstance anyway, where I wasn't the example when I was raising my children necessarily, but now I know and have a relationship with who the example is.
Yep. But what a better opportunity, Sherry, for... Yeah, no, I understand. And what a better opportunity for them to see the power of Christ. All things old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hey, that's not my mom. That's not my mom anymore. Christ had to change her by the power of the Holy Ghost, and he did. That's a different lady. They're witnessing the power of the Holy Ghost, transforming power in your life. What a better example. And the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:5 that men are to find their faith not in the wisdom of God, but in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. And if you go to 1 Corinthians 4:20, it also talks about how the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Hey, Sherry, you can only do what you can do. Up to this point, you're saved, you've been sanctified, you've been washed, and you go on. And they're going to see that. And they're going to always know that they can turn to the Christ as well. And that's what they have to see. And they have to partake with that. And that is the best example that I can possibly give. For the sake of time, Sherry, I have to fly. I got to get this last point in. I appreciate your phone call. But folks, again, what it comes down to across the country, kids need to see real leadership. They need to see the examples. And that's what we're missing. The younger generation is missing across the boards. We're allowing the older generation to just give us up. We've already been subjected to everything, and we're protected from nothing. Well, we need real leaders. And folks, you don't apply to be the real leader. You just stand up and move forward and work out the answers, because God promises he'll do that. And I want you to understand something, too, that every work of God is first impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done, said Hudson Taylor. He's exactly right. First it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. But we have to stand up and do what Christ requires and commands. And then we're going to see the answers. And he, without fail, will show us the answer. And he'll manifest his counsel unto us. Folks, let's get back over to my final point, 1860. Out of the 262 colleges, I'm sorry, 262 of the 288 college presidents in the United States. Are you ready for this? Out of the 288 colleges, 262 of the college presidents were preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Over one-third of faculty across the boards in the United States, guess what, friends? Ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Folks, you need to understand something. Back in the 1800s and the 1900s, they didn't talk about God. They walked with God, and everybody knew that they belonged to God, and the enemies of righteousness in Christ didn't dare touch God's anointed. Now what do? We have a bunch of effeminate hireling whores preaching from the pulpits nothing in which they should be talking about, or in part, if they so choose, because they don't want to contend for the faith. They don't want to bear the cross. They just want to go along to get along. They want to just say, oh, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with this. Wait a second. I thought you repented before you got saved. That is a requirement. Repent? What does repent mean? Exactly. We have a bunch of hirelings preaching from the pulpits who have no business being there in the first place. Hey, a real preacher, he says, as he points his finger at you and says, you're the man or you're the woman. He doesn't negotiate and he doesn't compromise the word of God in any sense of the word. Not one iota, not the smallest jot nor the smallest tittle. He'll stand up and he'll say it the way it needs to be said. And that's the man that has his feet upon the rock, and he's not asking for permission from the devil to obey God. Rest assured, because that Christian man knows that all authority has been given unto him over the power and over the works of all of the power of the enemy. We need to put this into perspective. So, In 1890, survey of state universities conducted by James Angell, president of the University of Vermont and University of Michigan, found out that the colleges, over 90% of them have chapel services. 50% had compulsory chapel. 25% required church attendance. I mean, folks, we can go on and on and on, and I'm going to do just that. And I'm going to show you tomorrow, I'm going to show you how smart our forefathers were, and I'm going to show you their education system, which completely outdoes any in which we have in this country, second to none. And you want to talk about intellectual giants? Oh, just put your seatbelt on, friends. We're going to talk about that on the morrow.
You know, and I was just looking at that quote by Martin Luther, who talked about, unless the Holy Scriptures reign supreme in any institution as far as school-wise goes, I fear that these school houses will serve as wide gates to hell. You know, in a nutshell, that's what he was saying. We have to understand that unless the Holy Scriptures reign supreme, just like they were in the foundation of our country, as Bradley's been going over, we're going to see that these universities, and we have seen that these universities have proven to be wide gates to hell. So many people, I want to put this, people say that people, you know, kids who grow up in the Christian home, okay, they lose their faith when they go to the university campus. Well, I would say they never had their faith to begin with in the first place.
That's right.
But you do have to understand that you must have a strong faith, because if you're looking at these professors and what they're teaching and what they're trying to teach, we need to raise up godly men, young women who can stand for the faith and say, no, that's not correct, that's not accurate, and be able to defend the faith.
They'll find real Christians in the war.
Absolutely.
That's where you're going to find them, friends, today especially, because, and a controversialist, no question about it. How can you be a Christian today and not be a controversialist? And I want you to also understand that Christianity, real Christianity, they're not looking to mold consensus. They're there to lead consensus.
Amen. Well, that's what we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty. We are.
Wait. What's the Sons of Liberty?
It's the Studley Sons of Liberty.
Oh, that was a cleanup.
Sons of Liberty.
You know what a professional is when someone makes a mistake on stage.
How is that turd?
That's exactly. Well, I wasn't going to exactly use the word, but I was going to say that when you're, because I'm a drummer. Matter of fact, the intro, outro music that you're hearing right now is on our brand new album, which will be coming out soon enough. But interestingly enough, a professional musician is one that makes a mistake and nobody else knows that
he
did it.
That's right. And, you know, I was in acting, too, as well. And I remember my acting director, he said, listen, if you don't let on, basically, that you made a mistake, nobody else will know about it, except for when you say stuns. So you have to kind of...
That was pretty bad. Yeah.
Sons of Liberty.
I'm a little embarrassed for you
now,
we can get past this.
Okay.
I think we can.
I think I'm just keeping it real, and I think that's a good place to keep it. But I do want to say that the Sons of Liberty, cannot continue to do what we do without your support. Please do, for all of our new listeners, if you've never yet checked out the website, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that means is you support the ministry what you can on a monthly basis. There's several different layers and levels of membership. Go ahead and check it out. Pick out the one that's good for you and sign up to become a son or daughter of liberty. And all the antics in the studio will be yours, because we will send you the link to the live
and studliness, as you were talking about when you're talking about your stunlies.
Exactly. Yeah. That'll all be seen of live via webcast. You get a beautiful certificate and lots of other things depending upon your sign-up level and your package. For those of you who can give a one-time donation, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says donations, gratefully received. All of your donations are tax-deductible. And when I want to talk about doing the stuff, the Sons of Liberty is leaving again this week to be out again on the road doing what we're
down
trying to do.
Down south.
Down south in the
gonna
great
wear a big
state
10-gallon hat.
Of Texas.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, if you want us to come to your college, now is the time to do so. Book us now. We're 3 months out. 1-866-233-0747. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124 Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124.